He can breathe air or water, whichever.
She goes to look at watch. It's 8:27. I'm lying in wardrobe for ages, but I don't get sleepy. We do songs and prayers. Just one nursery rhyme, please? I pick The House That Jack Built because it's the longest. Ma's voice is yawny.
This is the man all tattered and torn.
That kissed the maiden all forlorn.
That milked the cow with the crumpled horn.
I steal a few lines in a hurry. That tossed the dog, that worried the cat, that killed the rat, that beep, beep. I shut my mouth tight. The first thing Old Nick says, I don't hear.
Sorry about that. We had curry. I was wondering, actually, if there was any chance...
Her voice is all high.
If it might be possible sometime to put in an extractor fan or something?
He doesn't say anything. I think they're sitting on bed.
Just a little one.
Huh. There's an idea. Let's start all the neighbors wondering why I'm cooking up something spicy in my workshop.
I think that's sarcasm again.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think...
Why don't I stick a flashing neon arrow on the roof while I'm at it?
I wonder how an arrow flashes.
I'm really sorry. I didn't realize that the smell, that a fan would...
I don't think you appreciate how good you've got it here, do you?
Ma doesn't say anything.
Above ground, natural light, central air. It's a cut above some places, I can tell you. Fresh fruit, toiletries, what have you. Click your fingers and it's there. Plenty girls would thank their lucky stars for a setup like this. Safe as houses, especially with a kid.
Is that me?
No drunk drivers to worry about. Drug pushers, perverts.
Ma butts in very fast.
I shouldn't have asked for a fan. It was dumb of me. Everything's fine.
Okay, then.
Nobody says anything for a little bit. I count my teeth. I keep getting it wrong. 19, then 20, then 19 again. I bite my tongue till it hurts.
Of course there's wear and tear. That's par for the course.
His voice is moved. I think he's over near Bath now.
This seam's buckling. I'll have to sand and reseal. And see here? The underlayment's showing through.
We are careful.
Not careful enough. Cork's not meant for high traffic. I was planning on one sedentary user.
Are you coming to bed?
Asks Ma in that funny high voice.
Let me get my shoes off.
There's a sort of grunt. I hear something drop on floor.
You're the one hassling me about renovations before I'm here. 2 minutes.
Lamp goes out. Old Nick squeaks bed. I count to 97. Then I think I missed one, so I lose count. I stay awake listening, even when there's nothing to hear. On Sunday, we're having bagels for dinner. Very chewy, with jelly and peanut butter as well. Ma takes her bagel out of her mouth, and there's a pointy thing stuck in it.
At last.
I pick it up. It's all yellowy with dark brown bits. Bad tooth? Ma nods. She's feeling in the back of her mouth. That's so weird. We could stick him back in with flour glue, maybe. She shakes her head, grinning.
I'm glad it's out. Now it can't hurt anymore.
He was part of her a minute ago, but now he's not. Just a thing. Hey, you know what? If you put him under your pillow, a fairy will come in the night invisibly and turn him into money.
Not in here, sorry.
Why not?
The tooth fairy doesn't know about room.
Her eyes are looking through the walls. Outside has everything. Whenever I think of a thing now, like skis or fireworks or islands or elevators or yo-yos, I have to remember they're real. They're actually happening in outside all together. It makes my head tired. And people, too. Firefighters, teachers, burglars, babies, saints, soccer players, and all sorts. They're all really in outside. I'm not there, though, me and Ma. We're the only ones not there. Are we still real? After dinner, Ma tells me Hansel and Gretel and how the Berlin Wall fell down and Rumpelstiltskin. I like when the queen has to guess the little man's name or else he'll take her baby away. Are stories true?
Which ones?
The Mermaid Mother and Hansel and Gretel and all of them.
Well, not literally.
What's...
They're magic. They're not about real people walking around today.
So they're fake?
No, no. Stories are a different kind of true.
My face is all scrunched up from trying to understand. Is the Berlin Wall true?
Well, there was a wall, but it's not there anymore.
I'm so tired. I'm going to rip in two like Rumpelstiltskin did at the end.
Night-night,
says Ma, shutting the doors of wardrobe.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
I didn't think I was switched off, but then old Nick's here all loud.
But vitamins,
Ma is saying.
Highway robbery.
You want us getting sick?
It's a giant ripoff. I saw this expose one time. They all end up in the toilet.
Who ends up in toilet?
It's just that if we had a better diet...
Oh, here we go. Wine, wine, wine.
I can see him through the slats. He's sitting on the edge of bath. Ma's voice gets mad.
I bet we're cheaper to keep than a dog. We don't even need shoes.
You have no idea about the world of today. I mean, where do you think the money's going to keep coming from?
Nobody says anything. Then Ma.
What do you mean? Money in general or...
6 months.
His arms are folded. They're huge.
6 months I've been laid off. And have you had to worry your pretty little head?
I can see Ma, too, through the slats. She's nearly beside him.
What happened?
Like it matters.
Are you looking for another job?
They stare at each other.
Are you in debt? How are you going to...
Shut your mouth.
I don't mean to, but I'm so scared he's going to hurt her again, the sound just bursts out of my head. Old Nick's looking right at me. He takes a step, and another, and another, and he knocks on the slats. I see his hand shadow.
Hey in there.
He's talking to me. My chest's going clang, clang. I hug my knees and press my teeth together. I want to get under blanket, but I can't. I can't do anything.
He's asleep.
She keep you in the closet all day as well as all night?
The you is me. I wait for Ma to say no, but she doesn't.
Doesn't seem natural.
I can see in his eyes. They're all pale. Can he see me? Am I turning to stone? What if he opens the door? I think I might...
I figured there must be something wrong.
He's saying to Ma.
You've never let me get a good look since the day he was born. Poor little freak's got two heads or something.
Why he said that? I nearly want to put my one head out of wardrobe just to show him. Ma's there in front of the slats. I can see the knobs of her shoulder blades through her t-shirt.
He's just shy.
He's got no reason to be shy of me. Never laid a hand on him.
Why would he laid his hand on me?
Bought him that fancy Jeep, didn't I? I know boys. I was one once. Come on, Jack.
He said my name.
Come on out and get your lollipop.
A lollipop?
Let's just go to bed.
Ma's voice is strange. Old Nick does a kind of laugh.
I know what you need, Missy.
What Ma needs? Is it something on the list?
Come on.
Didn't your mother ever teach you manners?
Lamp goes out. But Ma doesn't have a mother. Bed's loud. That's him getting in. I put blanket over my head and press my ears so not to hear. I don't want to count the creaks, but I do. When I wake up, I'm still in wardrobe, and it's totally dark. I wonder if old Nick is still here. And the lollipop? The rule is, stay in wardrobe till Ma comes for me. I wonder what color the lollipop is. Are there colors in the dark? I try to switch off again, but I'm all on. I could put my head out just to... I push open the doors, real slow and quiet. All I can hear is the hum of refrigerator. I stand up. I go one step, two step, three. I stub my toe on something. Ow! I pick it up, and it's a shoe, a giant shoe. I'm looking at bed. There he is, old Nick. His face is made of rock, I think. I put my finger out, not to touch it, just nearly. His eyes flash all white. I jump back. I drop the shoe. I think he might shout, but he's grinning with big, shiny teeth. He says,
"Hey, Sonny."
I don't know what that... Then Ma is louder than I ever heard her even doing scream.
"Get away. Get away from him."
I race back to wardrobe. I bang my head. "Ah!" She keeps screeching.
"Get away from him."
"Shut up,"
old Nick is saying.
"Shut up."
He calls her words I can't hear through the screaming. Then her voice gets blurry.
"Stop that noise."
Ma is going, "Mmm," instead of words. I hold my head where it banged. I wrap it up in my two hands.
"You're a basket case, you know that?"
"I can be quiet,"
she says. She's nearly whispering. I hear her breath all scratchy.
"You know how quiet I can be, so long as you leave him alone. It's all I've ever asked."
Old Nick snorts.
"You ask for stuff every time I open the door."
"It's all for Jack."
"Yeah, well, don't forget where you got him."
I'm listening very hard, but Ma doesn't say anything. Sounds. Him getting his clothes? His shoes. I think he's doing on his shoes. I don't sleep after he's gone. I'm on all the night in wardrobe. I wait hundreds of hours, but Ma doesn't come for me. I'm looking up at roof when suddenly it lifts off and the sky rushes in and the rockets and the cows and the trees are crashing down on my head. No, I'm in bed. Skylight starting to drip down light. It must be morning.
"Just a bad dream,"
says Ma, stroking my cheek. I have some, but not much. The yummy left. Then I remember, and I wriggle up in bed to check her for new marks on her, but I don't see any. I'm sorry I came out of wardrobe in the night.
"I know."
Is that the same as forgiving? I'm remembering more. What's a little freak?
Oh, Jack.
Why, he said something's wrong with me. Ma groans.
"There's not a thing wrong with you. You're right all the way through."
She kisses my nose. But why he said it?
He's just trying to drive me crazy.
Why, he's...
You know how you like to play with cars and balloons and stuff? Well, he likes to play with my head.
She taps it. I don't know to play with heads. Is laid off like lying down?
No, it means he lost his job.
I thought only things could get lost, like one of our pins from the six. Everything must be different and outside. Why, he said, "Don't forget where you got me."
Oh, give it a rest for 1 minute, will you?
I'm counting on mute. One hippopotamus, two hippopotamus, all the 60 seconds the questions are bouncing up and down in my head. Ma is filling a glass of milk for her. She doesn't do one for me. She stares into refrigerator. The light's not coming on. That's weird. She shuts the door again. The minute's up. Why, he said, "Don't forget where you got me." Wasn't it heaven? Ma is clicking lamp, but he won't wake up either.
He meant who you belong to.
I belong to you. She gives me a small grin. Is lamp's bulb used up?
I don't think that's it.
She shivers. She goes over to look at thermostat. Why, he told you not to forget.
Well, actually, he's got it all wrong. He thinks you belong to him.
Ha! He's a numbskull. Ma's staring at thermostat.
Power cut.
What's that?
There's no power in anything just now.
It's a strange kind of day. We have our cereal and brush teeth and get dressed and water plant. We try and fill bath, but after the first bit, the water comes out all icy, so we just wash with cloths. It gets brighter through skylight, only not Barry. TV doesn't work, too. I miss my friends. I pretend they're coming on the screen. I pat them with my fingers. Ma says, let's put on another shirt and pants each to be warm, even two socks each foot. We run track for miles and miles and miles to warm us up. Then Ma lets me take off the outside socks because my toes are all squished. My ears hurt, I tell her. Her eyebrows go up. It's too quiet in them.
Ah, that's because we're not hearing all the little sounds we're used to, like the heat coming on or the refrigerator hum.
I play with Bad Tooth. I hide him in different places, like under dresser and in the rice and behind dish soap. I try and forget where he is, and then I'm all surprised. Ma's chopping all the green beans from freezer. Why is she chopping so many? That's when I remember the one good bit of last night. Oh, Ma, the lollipop! She keeps chopping.
It's in the trash.
Why, he left it there. I run over. I step on the pedal and the lid goes ping, but I don't see the lollipop. I'm feeling around the orange peels and rice and stew and plastic. Ma takes me by the shoulders.
Leave it.
It's my candy for Sunday treat.
It's garbage.
No, it's not.
It cost him maybe 50 cents. He's laughing at you.
I never had a lollipop. I pull out of her hands. Nothing can hot on stove because the power's cut. So lunch is slippery, freezy green beans, which are even nastier than green beans cooked. We have to eat them up because otherwise they'll melt and rot. I wouldn't mind that, but it's waste.
Would you like the runaway bunny?
Ma asks when we've washed up and all cold. I shake my head. When the power's getting uncut?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
We get into bed to warm up. Ma pulls up all her clothes, and I have lots. The left, then the right. What if room gets colder and colderer?
Oh, it won't. It's April in 3 days.
She says, spooning me.
It can't be that cold out.
We snooze, but me only a bit. I wait till Ma's all heavy, then I wriggle out and go look in trash again. I find the lollipop nearly in the bottom. It's a red ball shape. I wash my arms and my lollipop, too, because there's yucky stew on it. I get the plastic right off, and I suck it and suck it. It's the sweetest thing I ever had. I wonder if this is what outside tastes like. If I ran away, I'd become a chair, and Ma wouldn't know which one. Or I'd make myself invisible and stick to skylight. And she'd look right through me. Or a tiny speck of dust and go up her nose and she'd squeeze me right out. Her eyes are open. I put the lollipop behind my back. She shuts them again. I keep sucking for hours even though I feel a bit sick. Then it's only a stick and I put it in trash. When Ma gets up, she doesn't say about the lollipop. Maybe she was still asleep with her eyes open. She tries lamp again, but he stays off. She says she'll leave him switched on so we'll know the minute the power cut is over. What if he comes on in the middle of the night and wakes us up?
I don't think it'll be the middle of the night.
We do bowling with bouncy ball and wordy ball, and knock down vitamin bottles that have different heads on who we made when I was 4, like dragon and alien and princess and crocodile. I win the most. I practice my adding and subtracting and sequences and multiplying and dividing and writing down the biggest numbers there are. Ma sews me 2 new puppets out of little socks from when I was a baby. They've got smiles of stitches and all different button eyes. I know to sew, but it's not much fun. I wish I could remember my baby me, what I was like. I write a letter to SpongeBob with a picture of me and Ma on the back dancing to keep warm. We play Snap and Memory and Go Fish. Ma wants chess, but it makes my brain floppy, so she says okay to checkers instead. My fingers get so stiff I put them in my mouth. Ma says that spreads germs. She makes me go wash them again in the freezy water. We do lots of beads of flower dough for a necklace, but we can't string it till they're all dry and hard. We make a spaceship out of boxes and tubs. The tape's nearly gone, but Ma says,
"Oh, why not?"
and uses the last bit. Skylight's going dark. Dinner is cheese that's all sweaty and melting broccoli. Ma says I have to eat or I'll feel even colder. She takes 2 killers and a big gulp to make them go down. Why you're still hurting even though Bad Tooth's out?
I guess I'm noticing the others more now.
We get in our sleep t-shirts, but put more clothes back on top. Ma starts a song.
The other side of the mountain.
The other side of the mountain.
The other side of the mountain.
Was all that he could see. I do 99 bottles of beer on the wall, all the way down to 70. Ma puts her hands over her ears and says, "Please, can we do the rest tomorrow?"
The power will probably be back then.
Good-o!
And even if it isn't, he can't stop the sun coming up.
Old Nick, why would he stop the sun?
He can't, I said.
Ma gives me a hug hard and says,
"I'm sorry."
Why are you sorry? She puffs her breath.
It's my fault. I made him mad.
I stare at her face, but I can hardly see it.
He can't stand it when I start screaming. I haven't done it in years. He wants to punish us.
My chest is thumping really loud. How he's going to punish us?
No, he is already. I mean, by cutting the power.
Oh, that's all right. Ma laughs.
What do you mean? We're freezing. We're eating slimy vegetables.
Yeah, but I thought he was going to punish us, too. I try to imagine. Like if there were 2 rooms, if he put me in one and you in the other one.
Jack, you're wonderful.
Why, I'm wonderful.
I don't know. That's just the way you popped out.
We spoon even tighter in bed. I don't like it dark.
Well, it's time to sleep now, so it would be dark anyway.
I guess.
We know each other without looking, don't we?
Yeah.
Night-night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
Don't I have to go in wardrobe?
Not tonight.
We wake up, and the air is shiverier. Watch says 7:09. He has a battery. That's his own little power hidden inside. Ma keeps yawning because she was awake in the night. I've got a tummy ache. She says maybe it was all the raw vegetables. I want a killer from the bottle. She gives me just a half. I wait and wait, but my tummy doesn't feel different. Skylight's getting brighter. I'm glad he didn't come last night. I bet he never comes back. That would be super cool.
Jack.
She kind of frowns.
Think about it.
I am.
I mean, what would happen? Where does our food come from?
I know this one. From baby Jesus in the fields and outside.
No, but who's the bringer?
Oh. Ma gets up. She says it's a good sign the faucets are still working.
He could have turned the water off, too, but he hasn't.
I don't know what that's a sign for. There's bagel for breakfast, but it's cold and mushy. What happens if he doesn't switch the power on again?
I'm sure he will. Maybe later today.
I try the buttons on TV sometimes. Just a dumb gray box. I can see my face, but not as good like in mirror. We do all the phys eds we can think to warm up. Karate, and islands, and Simon Says, and trampoline. Hopscotch, where we have to hop from one cork tile to another one and never go on the lines or fall over. Ma picks blind man's buff. She ties my camouflage pants around her eyes. I hide in underbed beside Egg Snake, not breathing even, flat like a page in a book, and it takes her hundreds of hours to find me. Next, I choose rappelling. Ma holds my hands, and I walk up her legs till my feet are higher than my head. Then I dangle upside down. My braids go in my face and make me laugh. I do a flip, and I'm right side up again. I want it lots times more, but her bad wrist is hurting. Then we're tired. We make a mobile from a long spaghetti and threads tied with things pasted on. Tiny pictures of me all orange and Ma all green and twisty foil and tufts of toilet paper. Ma fixes the top thread on roof with the last pin from Kit, and the spaghetti dangles with all the little things flying from it when we stand under and blow hard. I'm hungry, so Ma says I can have the last apple. What if old Nick doesn't bring more apples? Why, he's still punishing us. Ma twists her mouth.
He thinks we're things that belong to him because roomed us.
How come?
Well, he made it.
That's weird. I thought room just is. Didn't God make everything? Ma doesn't say anything for a minute, and then she rubs my neck.
All the good stuff, anyway.
We play Noah's Ark on table. All the things like comb and little plate and spatula and the books and Jeep have to line up and get into box quick before there's the giant flood. Ma's not really playing anymore. She's got her face in her hands like it's heavy. I crunch the apple. Are your other teeth hurting? She looks through her fingers at me. Her eyes are huger. Which ones? Ma stands up so sudden, I'm nearly scared. She sits into rocker and holds out her hands.
Come here. I have a story for you.
A new one?
Yeah.
Excellent. She waits till I'm all folded into her arms. I'm nibbling the second side of the apple to make it last.
You know how Alice wasn't always in Wonderland?
That was a trick. I know this one already. Yeah, she goes in White Rabbit's house and grows so big she has to put her arm out the window and her foot up the chimney, and she kicks Bill the Lizard out. Kaboom! That bit's funny.
No, but before. Remember she was lying in the grass?
Then she fell down the hole 4,000 miles, but she didn't hurt herself.
Well, I'm like Alice.
I laugh. Nah, she's a little girl with a huge head, bigger than Dora's even. Ma's chewing her lip. There's a dark bit.
Yeah, but I'm from somewhere else, like her. A long time ago, I was...
Up in heaven. She puts her finger on my mouth to hush me.
I came down and I was a kid like you. I lived with my mother and father.
I shake my head. You're the mother.
But I had one of my own I called Mom. I still have.
Why she's pretending like this? Is it a game I don't know?
She's, I guess you'd call her Grandma.
Like Dora's abuela, St. Anne in the picture that the Virgin Mary's sitting in her lap. I'm eating the core. It's nearly nothing now. I put it on table. You grew in her tummy?
Well, actually, no. I was adopted. She and my dad, you'd call him Grandpa. And also I have, a big brother as well, called Paul.
I shake my head. He's a saint.
No, a different Paul.
How can there be two Pauls?
You'd call him Uncle Paul.
That's too many names. My head's full. My tummy's still empty like the apple isn't there. What's for lunch? Ma's not smiling.
I'm telling you about your family.
I shake my head.
Just because you've never met them doesn't mean they're not real. There's more things on Earth than you ever dreamed about.
Is there any cheese left that's not sweaty?
Jack, this is important. I lived in a house with my mom and dad and Paul.
I have to play the game so she won't be mad. A house in TV?
No, outside.
That's ridiculous. Ma was never in outside.
But it looked like a house you'd see on TV, yeah. A house on the edge of a city with a yard behind it and a hammock.
What's a hammock? Ma gets the pencil from shelf and does a drawing of two trees. There's ropes between them all knotted together with a person lying on the ropes. Is that a pirate?
That's me, swinging in the hammock.
She does the paper side to side. She's all excited.
And I used to go to the playground with Paul and swing on the swings as well, and eat ice cream. Your grandma and grandpa took us on trips in the car, to the zoo and to the beach. I was their little girl.
Nah. Ma scrunches up the picture. There's wet on table. It makes her white all shiny. Don't be crying.
I can't help it.
She rubs the tears over her face. Why, you can't help it.
I wish I could describe it better. I miss it.
You miss the hammock?
All of it, being outside.
I hold on to her hand. She wants me to believe, so I'm trying to, but it hurts my head. You actually lived in TV one time?
I told you, it's not TV. It's the real world. You wouldn't believe how big it is.
Her arms shoot out. She's pointing at all the walls.
Room's only a tiny, stinky piece of it.
Room's not stinky. I'm nearly growling. It's only stinky sometimes when you do a fart. Ma wipes her eyes again. Your farts are much stinkier than mine. You're just trying to trick me, and you better stop right this minute.
Okay.
She says. All her breath hisses out like a balloon.
Let's have a sandwich.
Why?
You said you were hungry.
No, I'm not. Her face is fierce again.
I'll make a sandwich, and you'll eat it, okay?
It's peanut butter just, because the cheese is all gooey. When I'm eating it, Ma sits beside me, but she doesn't have one.
I know it's a lot to take in.
The sandwich? For dessert, we have a tub of mandarins between us. I get the big bits because she prefers the little ones.
I wouldn't lie to you about this.
Ma says while I'm slurping the juice.
I couldn't tell you before because you were too small to understand, so I guess I was sort of lying to you then. But now you're 5. I think you can understand.
I shake my head.
What I'm doing is the opposite of lying. It's like unlying.
We have a long nap. Ma's already awake, looking down at me about 2 inches away. I wriggle down to have some from the left. Why you don't like it here? She sits up and pulls her t-shirt down. I wasn't done.
Yes, you were. You were talking.
I sit up too. Why you don't like it in room with me? Ma holds me tight.
I always like being with you.
But you said it was tiny and stinky.
Oh, Jack.
She says nothing for a minute.
Yeah, I'd rather be outside, but with you.
I like it here with you.
Okay.
How did he make it? She knows who I mean. I think she's not going to tell me. And then she says...
Actually, it was a garden shed to begin with. Just a basic 12x12 vinyl-coated steel, but he added a soundproof skylight and lots of insulating foam inside the walls, plus a layer of sheet lead because lead kills all sound. Oh, and a security door with the code. He boasts about what a neat job he made of it.
The afternoon goes slow. We read all our books with pictures in the freezing kind of bright. Skylight's different today. She's got a black bit like an eye. Look, Ma. She stares up and grins.
It's a leaf.
Why?
The wind must have blown it off a tree onto the glass.
An actual tree in outside?
Yeah. See? That proves it. The whole world is out there.
Let's play beanstalk. We put my chair here on top of table. She helps me do that. Then trash on top of my chair, I tell her. Then I climb all the way up.
That's not safe.
Yeah, it is if you stand on table holding trash so I don't wobble.
Hmm.
Says Ma, which is nearly no. Let's just try, please, please. It works perfect. I don't fall at all. When I'm standing on trash, I can actually hold the cork edges of roof where they go in slanty at skylight. There's something over her glass I never saw before. Honeycomb, I tell Ma, stroking it.
It's a polycarbonate mesh, unbreakable. I used to stand up here looking out a lot before you were born.
The leaf's all black with holes in it.
Yeah. I think it's a dead one, from last winter.
I can see blue around it. That's the sky, with some white in it that Ma says are clouds. I stare through the honeycomb. I'm staring and staring, but all I see is sky. There's nothing in it like ships or trains or horses or girls or skyscrapers zooming by. When I climb back down off trash and my chair, I shove Ma's arm away.
Jack.
I jump onto floor all on my own. Liar, liar, pants on fire, there's no outside. She starts explaining more, but I put my fingers in my ears and shout, blah, 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 blah. I play just me with Jeep. I'm nearly crying, but I pretend not. Ma looks through cabinet. She's banging cans. I think I hear her counting. She's counting what we've got left. I'm extra cold now. My hands are all numb under the socks on them. For dinner, I keep asking, can we have the last of the cereal? So in the end, Ma says, yeah. I spill some because of not feeling my fingers. The dark's coming back, but Ma has all the rhymes in her head from the big book of nursery rhymes. I ask for oranges and lemons. My best line is, I do not know, says the great bell of bow, because it's all deep like a lion. Also, about the chopper coming to chop off your head. What's a chopper?
A big knife, I guess.
I don't think so. It's a helicopter that its blades spin real fast and chop off heads.
Yuck.
We're not sleepy, but there's not much to do without seeing. We sit on bed and do our own rhymes. Our friend Wickles has the tickles.
Our friends the backyardigans have to try hard again.
Good one. Our friend Grace winned the race.
Won it. Our friend Jules likes swimming pools.
Our friend Barney lives on a farmy.
Cheat.
Okay. Our friend Uncle Paul had a bad fall.
He came off his motorbike once.
I was forgetting he was real. Why he came off his motorbike?
By accident. But the ambulance took him to the hospital, and the doctors made him all better.
Did they cut him open?
No. They just put a cast on his arm to stop it hurting.
So hospitals are real, too, and motorbikes. My head's going to burst from all the new things I have to believe. It's all black now, except skylight has a dark kind of brightness. Ma says in a city, there's always some light from the streetlights and the lamps in the buildings and stuff. Where's the city?
Just out there,
she says, pointing at bed wall. I looked through skylight and I never saw it.
Yeah, that's why you got mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. She gives me back my kiss.
Skylight looks straight up in the air. Most of the things I've been telling you about are on the ground, so to see them, we'd need a window that faces out sideways.
We could ask for a sideways window for Sunday treat. Ma sort of laughs. I was forgetting that old Nick's not coming anymore. Maybe my lollipop was the last Sunday treat ever. I think I'm going to cry, but what comes out is a huge yawn. Good night, room.
Is that the time? Okay. Good night.
Good night, lamp and balloon. I wait for Ma, but she's not saying any more of them. Good night, Jeep, and good night, remote. Good night, rug, and good night, blanket, and good night, the bugs. And don't bite. What wakes me up is a noise over and over. Ma's not in bed. There's a bit of light. The air still icy. I look over the edge. She's in the middle of floor going thump, thump, thump with her hand. What did floor do? Ma stops. She puffs out a long breath.
I need to hit something, but I don't want to break anything.
Why not?
Actually, I'd love to break something. I'd love to break everything.
I don't like her like this. What's for breakfast? Ma stares at me. Then she stands up and goes over to cabinet and gets out a bagel. I think it's the last one. She only has a quarter of it. She's not very hungry. When we let our breaths out, they're foggy.
That's because it's colder today.
You said it wouldn't get any colder.
Sorry. I was wrong.
I finished the bagel. Do I still have a grandma and grandpa and Uncle Paul?
Yeah.
Says Ma. She smiles a bit. Are they in heaven?
No.
She twists her mouth.
I don't think so, anyway. Paul's only 3 years older than me. He must be 29.
Actually, they're here. Hiding. Ma looks around.
Where?
In underbed.
Oh, that must be a tight squeeze. There's three of them, and they're pretty big.
As big as hippopotami?
Not that big.
Maybe they're in wardrobe.
With my dresses?
Yeah. When we hear a clatter, that's them knocking down the hangers. Ma's face is flat. I'm only kidding. She nods. Can they come here sometime for real?
I wish they could. I pray for it so hard every night.
I don't hear you.
Just in my head.
I didn't know she prays things in her head where I can't hear.
They're wishing it too, but they don't know where I am.
You're in room with me.
But they don't know where it is, and they don't know about you at all.
That's weird. They could look on Dora's map, and when they come, I could pop out at them for a surprise. Ma nearly laughs, but not quite.
Room's not on any map.
We could tell them on a telephone. Bob the Builder has one.
But we don't.
We could ask for one for Sunday treat, I remember. If old Nick stops being mad.
Jack, he'd never give us a phone or a window.
Ma takes my thumbs and squeezes them.
We're like people in a book, and he won't let anybody else read it.
For phys ed, we run on track. It's hard moving table and the chairs with hands that feel not here. I run 10 there and backs, but I'm still not warmed up. My toes are stumbly. We do trampoline and karate. Hi-ya! Then I choose beanstalk again. Ma says okay if I promise not to freak out when I can't see anything. I climb up table onto my chair onto trash, and I don't even wobble. I hold onto the edges where roof slants into skylight. I stare hard through the honeycomb at the blue so it makes me blink. After a while, Ma says she wants to get down and make lunch. No vegetables, please. My tummy can't manage them.
We have to use them up before they rot.
We could have pasta.
We're nearly out.
Then rice. What if... Then I forget to talk because I see it through the honeycomb. The thing so small I think it's just one of those floaters in my eye. But it's not. It's a little line making a thick white streak on the sky. Ma!
What?
An airplane!
Really?
Really real for real! Oh! Then I'm falling on Ma, then on rug. Trash is banging on us, and my chair too. Ma's saying, ow, 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 and rubbing her wrist. Sorry, sorry, I say. I'm kissing it better. I saw it. It was a real airplane, only tiny.
That's just because it's far away,
she says, all smiling.
I bet if you saw it up close, it would actually be huge.
The most amazing thing. It was writing a letter I on the sky.
That's called a...
She slaps her head.
I can't remember. It's a sort of streak. It's the smoke of the plane or something.
For lunch, we have all the 7 rest of the crackers with the gloopy cheese. We hold our breaths not to taste it. Ma gives me some under duvet. They're shine from God's yellow face, but not enough for sunbathing. I can't switch off. I stare up at skylight so hard my eyes get itchy, but I don't see any more airplanes. I really did see that one, though, when I was up beanstalk. It wasn't a dream. I saw it flying and outside. So there really is outside where Ma was a little girl. We get up and play cat's cradle and dominoes and submarine and puppets and lots of other things, but only a little while each. We do hum. The songs are too easy to guess. We go back in bed to warm up. Let's go in outside tomorrow.
Oh, Jack.
I'm lying on Ma's arm that's all thick in 2 sweaters. I like how it smells there. She moves her head to stare at me. When door opens after 9 and the air whooshes in, that's not like our air.
You noticed?
I notice all things.
Yeah, it's fresher. In the summer it smells of cut grass because we're in his backyard. Sometimes I get a glimpse of shrubs and hedges.
Whose backyard?
Old Nick's. Room is made out of his shed, remember?
It's hard to remember all the bits. None of them sound very true.
He's the only one who knows the code numbers to tap into the outside keypad.
I stare at keypad. I didn't know there was another. I tap numbers.
Yeah, but not the secret ones that open the door, like an invisible key. Then, when he's going back to the house, he taps in the code again on this one.
She points at keypad. The house with the hammock?
No.
Ma's voice is loud.
Old Nick lives in a different one.
Can we go to his one someday? She presses her mouth with her hand.
I'd rather go to your grandma and grandpa's house.
We could swing in the hammock.
We could do what we liked. We'd be free.
When I'm 6?
Definitely someday.
There's wet running down Ma's face onto mine. I jump. It's salty.
I'm okay,
she says, rubbing her cheek.
It's okay. I'm a bit scared.
You can't be scared. I'm nearly shouting. Bad idea.
Just a little bit. We're okay. We've got the basics.
Now I'm even scareder. But what if old Nick doesn't uncut the power and he doesn't bring more food? Not ever, ever, ever.
He will.
She says. She's still breathing gulpy.
I'm nearly 100% sure he will.
Nearly 100. That's 99. Is 99 enough? Ma sits up. She scrubs her face with the arm of her sweater. My tummy rumbles. I wonder what we've got left. It's getting dark again already. I don't think the light is winning.
Listen, Jack, I need to tell you another story.
A true one?
Totally true. You know how I used to be all sad?
I like this one. Then I came down from heaven and grew in your tummy.
Yeah, but see, why I was sad, it was because of Room. Old Nick, I didn't even know him. I was 19. He stole me.
I'm trying to understand. Swiper knows swiping, but I never heard of swiping people. Ma's holding me too tight.
I was a student. It was early in the morning. I was crossing a parking lot to get to the college library, listening to... It's a tiny machine that holds 1,000 songs and plays them in your ear. I was the first of my friends to get one.
I wish I had that machine.
Anyway, this man ran up asking for help. His dog was having a fit and he thought it might be dying.
What's he called?
The man?
I shake my head. The dog.
No, the dog was just a trick to get me into his pickup truck. Old Nick's truck.
What color is it?
The truck? Brown. He's still got the same one. He's always griping about it.
How many wheels?
I need you to concentrate on what matters.
I nod. Her hands are too tight. I loosen them.
He put a blindfold on me.
Like blind man's buff?
Yeah, but not fun. He drove and drove. I was terrified.
Where was I?
You hadn't happened yet, remember?
I forgot. Was the dog in the truck, too?
There was no dog.
Ma's sounding cranky again.
You have to let me tell the story.
Can I pick another?
It's what happened.
Can I have Jack the Giant Killer?
Listen,
says Ma, putting her hand over my mouth.
He made me take some bad medicine so I'd fall asleep. Then, when I woke up, I was here.
It's nearly black, and I can't see Ma's face at all now. It's turned away, so I can only hear.
The first time he opened the door, I screamed for help, and he knocked me down. I never tried that again.
My tummy's all knotted.
I used to be scared to go to sleep in case he came back, but when I was asleep was the only time I wasn't crying, so I slept about 16 hours a day.
Did you make a pool?
What?
Alice cries a pool because she can't remember all her poems and numbers. Then she's drowning.
No, but my head ached all the time. My eyes were scratchy. The smell of the cork tiles made me sick.
What smell?
I drove myself crazy looking at my watch and counting the seconds. Things spooked me. They seemed to get bigger or smaller while I was watching them. But if I looked away, they started sliding. When he finally brought the TV, I left it on 24/7. Stupid stuff. Commercials for food I remembered. My mouth hurt wanting it all. Sometimes I heard voices from the TV telling me things.
Like Dora? She shakes her head.
When he was at work, I tried to get out. I tried everything. I stood on tiptoe on the table for days scraping around the skylight. I broke all my nails. I threw everything I could think of at it. But the mesh is so strong. I never even managed to crack the glass.
Skylight's just a square of not quite so dark. What everything?
The big saucepan, chairs, the trash can.
Wow, I wish I saw her throw trash.
And another time, I dug a hole.
I'm confused. Where?
You can feel it. Would you like that? We'll have to wriggle.
Ma throws duvet back and pulls box out from under bed. She makes a little grunt going in. I slide in beside her. We're near Egg Snake, but not to squish him.
I got the idea from The Great Escape.
Her her voice is all boomy beside my head. I remember that story about the Nazi camp. Not a summer one with marshmallows, but in winter with millions of persons drinking maggot soup. The Allies burst open the gates, and everybody ran out. I think Allies are angels, like St. Peter's one.
Give me your fingers.
Ma pulls on them. I feel the cork of floor.
Just here.
Suddenly, there's a bit that's down with rough edges. My chest's going boom, boom. I never knowed there was a hole.
Careful, don't cut yourself. I made it with a zigzag knife. I pried up the cork, but the wood took me a while. Then the lead foil and the foam were easy enough, but you know what I found then?
Wonderland? Ma makes a mad sound so loud I bang my head on bed. Sorry.
What I found was a chain link fence.
Where?
Right there, in the hole.
A fence in a hole? I put my hand down and down her. Something metal, are you there? Yeah. Cold, all smooth. I grab it in my fingers.
When he was turning the shed into room, he hid a layer of fence under the floor joists and in all the walls and even the roof, so I could never, ever cut through.
We've wriggled out now. We're sitting with our backs against bed. I'm all out of breath.
When he found the hole, he howled.
Like a wolf?
No, laughing. I was afraid he'd hurt me, but that time, he thought it was just hilarious.
My teeth are hard together.
He laughed more back then.
Old Nick's a stinking, swiping zombie robber. We could have a mutiny at him. I'll smash him all to bits with my jumbo Megatron Transformer blaster. She puts a kiss on the side of my eye.
Hurting him doesn't work. I tried that once, when I'd been here about a year and a half.
That is the most amazing. You heard it, old Nick.
What I did was, I took the lid off the toilet, and I had the smooth knife as well, and just before 9 one evening, I stood against the wall beside the door.
I'm confused. Toilet doesn't have a lid.
There used to be one, on top of the tank. It was the heaviest thing in room.
Bed's super heavy.
But I couldn't pick the bed up, could I? So, when I heard him coming in...
The beep beep!
Exactly. I smashed the toilet lid down on his head.
I've got my thumb in my mouth and I'm biting and biting.
But I didn't do it hard enough. The lid fell on the floor and broke in two, and he, old Nick, he managed to shove the door shut.
I taste something weird. Ma's voice is all gulpy.
I knew my only chance was to make him give me the code, so I pressed the knife against his throat like this.
She puts her fingernail under my chin. I don't like it.
I said, tell me the code.
Did he? She puffs her breath.
He said some numbers, and I went to tap them in.
Which numbers?
I don't think they were the real ones. He jumped up and twisted my wrist and got the knife.
Your bad wrist?
Well, it wasn't bad before that. Don't cry.
Ma says into my hair.
That was a long time ago.
I try to talk, but it doesn't come out.
So, Jack, we mustn't try and hurt him again. When he came back the next night, he said, number one, nothing would ever make him tell me the code. And number two, if I ever tried a stunt like that again, he'd go away and I'd get hungrier and hungrier till I died.
She stopped, I think. My tummy creaks really loud, and I figure it out, why Ma's telling me the terrible story. She's telling me that we're going... Then I'm blinking and covering my eyes. Everything's all dazzling because lamps come back on.
Dying.
It's all warm. Ma's up already. On table, there's a new box of cereal and 4 bananas. Yippee! Old Nick must have come in the night. I jump out of bed. There's macaroni, too, and hot dogs and mandarins and... Ma's not eating any of it. She's standing at dresser looking at plant. There's three leaves off. Ma touches plant stalk and... No!
She was dead already.
You broke her! Ma shakes her head.
Alive things bend, Jack. I think it was the cold. It made plant go all stiff inside.
I'm trying to fit her stem back together. She needs some tape. I remember we don't have any left. Ma put the last bit on spaceship. Stupid Ma. I run over to pull box out from under bed. I find spaceship and rip the bits of tape off. Ma just watches. I'm pressing the tape on plant, but it just slips off, and she's in pieces.
I'm so sorry.
Make her be alive again.
I would if I could.
She waits till I stop crying. She wipes my eyes. I'm too hot now. I pull off my extra clothes.
I guess we better put her in the trash.
No, down toilet.
That could block the pipes.
We can break her up in tiny pieces. I kiss a few leaves of plant and flush them, then another few and flush again, then the stalk in bits. Goodbye, plant. Maybe in the sea she'll stick all back together again and grow up to heaven. The sea's real. I'm just remembering. It's all real in outside. Everything there is, because I saw the airplane in the blue between the clouds. Ma and me can't go there because we don't know the secret code, but it's real all the same. Before, I didn't even know to be mad that we can't open door. My head was too small to have outside in it. When I was a little kid, I thought like a little kid, but now I'm 5, I know everything. We have a bath right after breakfast. The water's all steamy, yum. We fill bath so high, it nearly makes a flood. Ma lies back and goes nearly asleep. I wake her up to wash her hair, and she does mine. We do laundry, too. But then there's long hairs on the sheets, so we have to pick them off. We have a race to see who gets more fasterer. The cartoons are over already. Kids are coloring eggs for the runaway bunny. I look at each different kid, and I say in my head, you're real.
The Easter Bunny, not the runaway bunny. Me and Paul used to, when we were kids, the Easter Bunny brought chocolate eggs in the night and hid them all around our backyard, under bushes and in holes in the trees, even in the hammock.
Did he take your teeth?
No, it was all for free.
Her face is flat. I don't think the Easter Bunny knows where room is. Anyway, we don't have bushes and trees. They're outside door. This is a pretty happy day because of the heat and the food, but Ma's not happy. Probably she misses plant. I choose Phys Ed. It's hiking, where we walk hand in hand on track and call out what we can see. Look, Ma, a waterfall. After a minute, I say, look, a wildebeest.
Wow.
Your turn.
Oh, look, a snail.
I bend down to see it. Look, a giant bulldozer knocking down a skyscraper.
Look, a flamingo flying by.
Look, a zombie all drooling.
Jack.
That makes her smile for half a second. Then we march faster and sing, this land is your land. Then we put rug down again, and she's our flying carpet. We zoom over the North Pole. Ma picks corpse, where we lie extra still. I forget and scratch my nose, so she wins. Next, I choose trampoline, but she says she doesn't want to do any more Phys Ed. You just do the commentary, and I do the boinging.
No, sorry. I'm going back to bed for a bit.
She's not much fun today. I pull Egg Snake out from under bed real slow. I think I can hear him hiss with his needle tongue. Greetings. I stroke him, especially his eggs that are cracked or dented. One crumbles off in my fingers. I go make glue with a pinch of flour and stick the pieces on a ruled paper for a jaggedy mountain. I want to show Ma, but her eyes are closed. I go in wardrobe and play I'm a coal miner. I find a gold nugget under my pillow. He's actually Tooth. He's not alive, and he didn't bend. He broke. But we don't have to put him down toilet. He's made of Ma, her dead spit. I stick my head out, and Ma's eyes open. What are you doing?
Just thinking.
I can think and do interesting stuff at the same time, can't she? She gets up to make lunch. It's a box of macaroni all orangey, delicioso. Afterwards, I play Ickums with his wings melting. Ma's washing up real slow. I wait for her to be done so she can play, but she doesn't want to play. She sits in rocker and just rocks. What are you doing?
Still thinking.
After a minute, she asks,
What's in the pillowcase?
It's my backpack. I've tied two corners of it around my neck. It's for going in outside when we get rescued. I've put in Tooth and Jeep and Remote and an underwear for me and one for Ma and socks too and scissors and the four apples for if we get hungry. Is there water? Ma nods.
Rivers, lakes?
No, but for drinking. Is there a faucet?
Lots of faucets.
I'm glad I don't have to bring a bottle of water because my backpack's pretty heavy now. I have to hold it at my neck so it doesn't squish my talking. Ma's rocking and rocking.
I used to dream about being rescued. I wrote notes and hid them in the trash bags, but nobody ever found them.
You should have sent them down the toilet.
And when we scream, nobody hears us. I was flashing the light on and off half the night last night. Then I thought, nobody's looking.
But...
nobody's going to rescue us.
I don't say anything. And then I say, you don't know everything there is. Her face is the strangest I ever saw. I'd rather she was gone for the day than all not Ma like this. I get all my books down from shelf and read them. Pop-up Airport and Nursery Rhymes and Dylan the Digger, who's my favorite, and The Runaway Bunny, but I stop halfway and save that for Ma. I read some Alice instead. I skip the Scary Duchess. Ma finally stops rocking. Can I have some?
Sure. Come here.
I sit in her lap and lift up her t-shirt, and I have lots for a long time.
All done?
She says in my ear. Yeah.
Listen, Jack. Are you listening?
I'm always listening.
We have to get out of here.
I stare at her.
And we have to do it all by ourselves.
But she said we were like in a book. How do people in a book escape from it?
We need to figure out a plan.
Her voice is all high. Like what?
I don't know, do I? I've been trying to think of one for 7 years.
We could smash down the walls, but we don't have a jeep to smash them down, or a bulldozer even. We could blow up door.
With what?
The cat did it on Tom and Jerry.
It's great that you're brainstorming, but we need an idea that'll actually work.
A really big explosion.
If it's really big, it'll blow us up too.
I hadn't thought of that. I do another brainstorm. Oh, Ma! We could wait till old Nick comes one night and you could say, Oh, look at this yummy cake we made. Have a big slice of our yummy Easter cake. And actually, it would be poison. Ma shakes her head.
If we make him sick, he still won't give us the code.
I think so hard it hurts.
Any other ideas?
You say no to all of them.
Sorry. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Which ideas are realistic?
I don't know.
Ma licks her lips.
I keep obsessing about the moment the door opens. If we timed it exactly right for that split second, could we rush past him?
Oh, yeah. That's a cool idea.
If you could slip out, even while I go for his eyes.
Ma shakes her head.
No way.
Yes way.
He'd grab you, Jack. He'd grab you before you got halfway up the yard and...
She stops talking. After a minute, I say, any other ideas?
Just the same ones going around and around like rats on a wheel.
Says Ma through her teeth. Why rats go on a wheel? Is it like a Ferris at a fair? We should do a cunning trick.
Like what?
Like, maybe like when you were a student and he tricked you into his truck with his dog that wasn't a real dog. Ma lets out her breath.
I know you're trying to help, but maybe you could hush for a while now so I can think.
But we were thinking. We were thinking hard together. I get up and go eat the banana with the big brown bit. The brown is the sweetest.
Jack.
Ma's eyes are all huge, and she's talking extra fast.
What you said about the dog? Actually, that was a brilliant idea. What if we pretend you're ill?
I'm confused. Then I see. Like the dog that wasn't?
Exactly. When he comes in, I could tell him you're really sick.
What kind of sick?
Maybe a really, really bad cold. Try coughing a lot.
I cough and cough and she listens. I don't think I'm very good at it. I cough louder. It feels like my throat's going to rip. Ma shakes her head.
Forget the cough.
I can do it even bigger.
You're doing a great job, but it still sounds pretend.
I let out the biggest, horriblest cough ever.
I don't know. Maybe coughing is just too hard to fake. Anyway.
She slaps her head.
So dumb.
No, you're not.